After weeks of a steep climb, the number of people hospitalized for COVID has started to level out a bit in parts of Michigan. Hospital leaders in West Michigan say that gives them a modicum of hope that maybe people are starting to be more careful about distancing and mask wearing. But as Dustin Dwyer is here to tell us, the picture across the state is complicated. Hi, Dustin.
Hello, April.
So what's the situation in hospital capacity where you are?
Well, out here, across the state, really, in general, it is not good. But as you said, it is a little complicated depending on where you look. So I live in Grand Rapids, and in West Michigan, just in the past week, we have seen the numbers start to flatten out and even in certain hospital systems start to decline. That is the number of people hospitalized with the virus. But in Southeast Michigan, the numbers continue to climb pretty rapidly, especially in Macomb County, where numbers are rising very fast.
Geographically, is there anything overall we can say about where things are just bad and where they're becoming incredibly serious?
Yeah, because there's no place that's really good, but and where things are bad versus terrible, it changes almost day to day. We've been hearing in the past few weeks about how bad things had gotten, say, in the Western Upper Peninsula. I had been hearing about how bad things were in Battle Creek. The hospitals there had gotten full. Also, Muskegon has been a place, particularly Mercy Health Hospital in Muskegon, had been a place where things were really bad, and we kept hearing things get worse and worse and worse in Grand Rapids, although they are not getting worse at the same rate anymore in West Michigan, at least in the past week. But we see other places such as Saginaw and north of Saginaw, hospitals are really filling up quickly. And in Macomb County, more and more people are showing up at the hospital. In Macomb County's test positivity rate, that is the percentage of people who take the test and the test comes back positive, that is continuing to rise in Macomb County, which suggests that the hospitalizations will get worse there as well.
What are administrators telling you about how this affects their care, what they can do for patients that might have other health conditions who also need hospitalization right now?
Well, they're very careful about how they talk about this, because if you just look at the data from the state, you will see that there are six hospitals in Michigan that are listed right now at 100% capacity, and there's more than 20 hospitals that are over 90% capacity right now. But hospital administrators saw in the spring that when people thought that hospitals weren't safe, when they thought they might get sick at hospitals, people started putting off going to the hospital for things that really were medical emergencies, and that caused more problems. That caused more people to get sick and may have even caused more people to die. So even as we see hospitals fill up, hospital administrators are really still sending the message, hey, you still need to come to the hospital if you have a problem. And that came up today in Berrien County, where the Berrien County Health Department held an update. And Dr. Lauren Hamill, who's president of Spectrum Health Lakeland, located in Berrien County, talked about this. Now, that the hospital he leads, Spectrum Health Lakeland, is listed at 100% capacity right now. But here's what he had to say about it.
We are completely committed to take care of the heart attacks and the strokes and the injuries that occur within Berrien County. So you can count we're doing everything we can to be there for you if a medical need arises.
And the other thing that Dr. Hamill said in that briefing is that even though the state shows them at 100% capacity, they are expanding and adding more beds specifically for COVID patients. And that's where things get a little weird with the state data. A hospital may show that it has space, but the reality is they've already expanded their capacity a few times, or one hospital may show they're at 100% capacity and they still have the ability to add beds.
I guess that'll do for a bright spot. Is there anything else that you've heard that's giving doctors hope right now?
Well, the hope, I mean, is that the latest order from MDHHS, which has now been in effect for more than 2.5 weeks, did change behaviors and possibly started to bend the curve of hospitalizations and positive tests. Particularly, you can see that in West Michigan, where in Spectrum Health, in Grand Rapids especially, there actually has been a decline in the number of people showing up at the hospital. And they don't know exactly why that is yet, and they expect it may reverse and start to get bad again. But there is hope that the measures people are taking are having an effect. I talked yesterday to Dr. Joshua Koistra, who's the chief medical officer of Spectrum Health.
I would say that it's still particularly bad and highly concerning. The fact that we've gone from 360 inpatients to 300 patients is maybe a welcome reprieve, but we are still preparing for higher numbers yet and are realistically expecting that.
And the real unknown right now is what will happen from the holidays. Did people really stay home and stay separated over Thanksgiving, or were there gatherings that will then lead to more positive cases and lead to more people showing up in hospitals?
I know you and some other reporters from Michigan Radio have been out, have been talking to a lot of healthcare workers. How are they doing right now?
A lot of them are really struggling. And I've talked to a few nurses at some of these hospitals that have seen a decline in patients. And that doesn't necessarily mean that things have gotten better for these workers. For one thing, just because there's been an overall decline in the number of COVID patients at the hospital doesn't mean that the ICUs are any less full. And that's the case for Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids. Their ICUs are still, the ICU numbers are still as high as they were a week ago. The other thing is that more and more healthcare workers themselves are getting sick. So while there may be fewer patients, there may also be fewer people to take care of those patients. So it's really stressful right now. It is not necessarily better yet. I talked to one nurse who works in an ICU in Muskegon, one of the hardest hit hospitals, and she just told me that everyone is just really stressed.
We have learned a lot. I'm thankful for that. We have learned a lot. You know, we are trying new treatments, but there are still days that we lose. I had a doctor say to me the other day, one of our pulmonologists, she said, "I don't know why I keep coming to work. I'm not helping any of these people." She's trying. She is trying so hard. But it's demoralizing, you know? It's just, you feel helpless against it.
So I talked to Molly Nixon maybe a few weeks ago, and, you know, the numbers at that hospital have gotten better, but another nurse that I talked to there, who I just messaged with the other day, I said, you know, is it better for you? And she said, it's a little better, but it's still hell.
Dustin, what happens after hospitals get to the point where they've maxed out? You mentioned that some of them are expanding. Is this taking the form of field hospitals or some other kind of temporary care?
The idea of field hospitals is something that's been, the hospital leaders have said they've wanted to avoid that for a couple of reasons. One is that in the spring, when that happened, say in Detroit, they opened a field hospital at the TCF Center, and then there just weren't that many people who used it. And then the other is that they're not sure they have the people to staff it, even if they opened a large field hospital. You know, there's still a shortage of nurses, so who would take care of those people? So for now, basically what they've been doing is just reconfiguring floors within hospitals. And I think that's what they'll continue to do for some time, but we don't know. If this does get a lot worse, that is something we may see.
Can you give us a sense of, I mean, obviously a lot of people have their eyes on those numbers from Thanksgiving weekend, and it's hard to get an anecdotal bead on how many people in Michigan were gathering with family, but wow, the airports just seemed really full. How soon are medical professionals thinking that we might know what actually happened and whether that surge is really here?
Well, there's sort of a math that goes with it. If you they know about how long it is for symptoms to start to show. If you got an infection, if you were exposed on Thanksgiving, it might be 5 days before you show any symptoms, and then it might be a couple days after that before you decide to show up at the hospital. So they're really thinking within the next week, they might find out more people will decide to get tested if they do get symptoms. And then in the weeks after that, they'll see if more people end up showing up at hospitals. But I do think that we're going to see it different depending on the region. Like right now in Kent County, the percent positivity rate for tests had dipped below 15% or is still below 15%. In Macomb County, just in the past day, the test positivity rate was above 23%. So in Macomb County, you may already be seeing that surge, and it may even go up from there. So you'll have to just look at each individual community to see where things are headed.
One last thing, Dustin. A lot of people are pinning a lot of hopes on the vaccines that are nearing the regulatory approval stage of the research process. What are the medical professionals saying about what kind of bailout a vaccine could provide?
Well, that came up today again in the Berrien County update with Dr. Lauren Hamill, and he said that, first off, they're not going to get that many doses of the vaccine right off the bat. He said Spectrum Health had initially been hoping to get up to 30,000 doses of the vaccine just in the first batch, which hopefully will arrive before the end of the year. He now says that they're expecting to have only 900 doses in that first batch. And so it will not be widely available to people, certainly not before the end of the year. And depending on how production looks, depending on how it gets rolled out, it could be months before you could get your vaccine. So they're really just still leaning on the basics that they've been saying really since the summer, social distancing, limit indoor gatherings, if not eliminate them completely, wear your mask all the time, and wash your hands.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, April.